When Neil was sharing that passage about the blind beggar and his faith, and he, you know, I was lucky. I was sitting at the front. I could see the sizes of the different beach balls and so on. And I was just so struck by the faith of the beggar. And, you know, I'm very aware that I don't know how good I would be at fighting my way through the crowds, at embarrassing myself, at, you know, using the pointy parts of my elbows to get to the front. So, Lord Jesus, I want to repent of my lack of faith, of my fears, Lord, of not wanting to make a fuss or, you know, stumble, fall over my own feet to get to you, Lord Jesus. So, Lord, I repent of that, and I ask you to increase my faith, Lord, where it's small and where it's ironically the size of a mustard seed, Lord, but that's where you can grow. You can grow that faith, Lord, and I pray that not just for myself, but for everyone here. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen.
What I sense, I'm going to look for it, and then bear me a minute, please. Sorry, you can see I'm not prepared. Okay, John 21. The part I'm looking for is when Peter and few of the disciples went to fish. See if I can find this. Okay, it says, John chapter 21, when Peter and his friends go, and I'll start from where he says, I'm going fishing. They said to him, we'll go with you. They went out and got into the boat. But that night, they caught nothing. Just as the day was breaking, Jesus stood on his shore. Yet the disciples did not know it was Jesus. Jesus said to them, children, do you have any fish? They answered, no. He said to them, cast the net on the right side of the boat, and you will find some. So they cast it, and now they were not able to hold it in because of the quantity of the fish. That disciple who Jesus loved therefore said to Peter, it is the Lord. When Simon Peter heard that it was the Lord, he put his outer garment for the strip for work. Anyway. So the sense I had is the Lord is always there to meet your need. What are you toying that you think the Lord cannot do? Like the last song we sang, is always working. So nothing is too much for him. But you have to ask. Like when Peter didn't ask, but just toying on his own. But as soon as, although he didn't know it was Jesus, but as soon as he knew, and Jesus knows what you need, but sometimes you have to ask, and he'll be there. He's always walking. He will not leave you alone, but just ask, and he'll be there for you. Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Let's just respond to that, brothers and sisters. I would suggest that we maybe take our seats and maybe have another quiet song. But I would, my advice to you is that you engage with the Lord as you are, and you present to him where you need him to come to you and take away darkness, doubt, fear, sin, difficulty, and give you on the right-hand side of the boat. Overwhelming response to what you need. And it may be appropriate if you want to, and we won't be looking, to kneel.